Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. An Urwa ibn Zubair radiyallahu anhu anna Sa'id ibn Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nufailin khasamathu Urwa bint Aws ila Marwan ibn al-Hakam wadda'at annahu akhadha shay'an min ardiha faqala Sa'id ana kuntu akhudhu shay'an min ardiha ba'da alladhi sami'tu min Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. قال ماذا سمعت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من أخذ شبرا من الأرض ظلما طوقه إلى سبع أرضين فقال له مروان لا أسألك بينة بعد هذا فقال سعيد اللهم إن كان كاذبة فأعن بصرها واقتلها في أرضها قال فما ماتت حتى ذهب بصرها وبينما هي تمشي في أرضها إذ وقعت في حفرة فماتت متفق عليه وفي رواية لمسلم عن محمد بن زيد بن عبد الله بن عمرو بمعناه وأنه رآها عمياء تلمس الجدر تقول أصابتني دعوة سعيد وأنها مرت على بئر في الدار التي خاصمته فيها فوقعت فيها وكانت قبرها. Doing the section of the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives His special servants, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the special health that He sends down to them. And under this section we're doing the du'as of the pious people. Remember, one is the person that is oppressed. The person that is oppressed, his du'as are accepted. He is the mazloom, the oppressed person. One is the person that is oppressed, and at the same time he is the friend of Allah, he is the wali of Allah. You can imagine how powerful his du'as are. Yesterday we did the incident of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, that some people from Kufa came and they accused him of not fulfilling his duties, of not being fair as far as the distribution is concerned, not participating in battle, and also when he's giving judgment, then he's not being just in that also. To such an extent that they actually accused the way that he was performing Salah, leading them in Salah. So the dua that he had made against that person that stood up in one of the masjids, so that bad dua was seen by that person in his lifetime, that he had become so old that his eyebrows were hanging down, people had seen him walking in the street, and he was interfering with the girls also. So such disgrace Allah Pak had given that person. He tried to disgrace one wali of Allah, and this is what happened to him. So therefore we have to be very, very careful when it comes to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this incident also, Hazrat Urwa ibn Zubair rahmatullahi alayhi narrates that Urwa binti Aws took her dispute with Sa'id ibn Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nufail to Marwan ibn al-Hakam. So what had happened here, there was a woman by the name of Urwa binti Aws. So she had taken a dispute against Sa'id ibn Zayd radiyallahu anhu. That this Hazrat Sa'id ibn Zayd radiyallahu anhu was a sahabi, that he had usurped some of my land. So she took a wrong claim. So this also teaches us something, that when we got claims also, be 100% sure what we are claiming. It doesn't mean that we got a good attorney or a good advocate, we can claim and fight whatever we want, and because we got judgment in court, now it's ours. So she wrongfully made a claim. She came to the governor, Marwan ibn al-Hakam, Urwa came, and she claimed against Hazrat Sa'id ibn Zayd radiyallahu anhu that he had usurped some of her land. So Hazrat Sa'id said, would I usurp some of her land after what I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Marwan was intelligent, he was the leader at that time. So he asked the Sahabi, Hazrat Sa'id radiallahu anhu, that what did you hear from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So he said, I heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, one who oppressively takes a handspan from the baby finger till the thumb, that size, one who oppressively takes a handspan of land, he will be necklaced with seven earths on the day of Qiyam. Allah will necklace him with seven earths. Imagine how, what a yoke this will be around his neck. Marwan said to him, I cannot ask you for further evidence than this. I can't ask you for any further evidence than this, what you heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the Sayyid radiallahu anhu said, oh Allah, now he made dua against this woman. But this woman falsely accused him now for a land. So he made dua against her. He said, oh Allah, if she is a liar, make her blind and cause her to die on her land. Urwa rahmatullah alayhi said, who's the narrator of this hadith, he said, she did not die before becoming blind, and while she was walking on her land, she fell into a pit and died. And the same land that she claimed, whilst walking on it, she fell into a pit and died. a narration in Muslim Sharif from Muhammad ibn Zayd ibn Abdullah ibn Umar, with the same meaning has that she, that he saw her blind. She was trying to feel for the walls. Now when she's blind, she's trying to feel for the walls. And saying, and she herself is saying, the dua of Sa'id has afflicted me. She passed by a well in the house regarding which she had disputed. So one of the wells in the house which she had disputed, that she's saying, this is mine. She had passed that same well and she fell into it, and that became her qabr. That well that she was disputing for, she fell into the same well and that had become her qabr. So we learn one lesson from Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect us, that to be careful of the du'as of the pious. A person shouldn't unnecessarily, or he should never get, forget unnecessarily, he should avoid at all costs to get in the wrong books. We should always take the du'as of the pious and we should always try and benefit from them. One more hadith, inshallah, I think we'll do this hadith tomorrow. It's a beautiful hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu and his narration. So we'll do this hadith tomorrow, where he, before the battle of Uhud, that what wasiyat he had made to his son. See, these pious people, when they, whenever they would do anything, they would think of the next day, they would think of Akhirat. Tomorrow I'm passing away and I'm going to Akhirat. What is going to happen as far as the Akhirat of my children is concerned? Their Akhirat mustn't get left. So as we go, we see that what nasihat and what wasiyat they would make to their children. Unfortunately, today we have become so acclimatized as far as the dunya is concerned, that whenever we want to make wasiyat also, we only worried about the dunya of our children, that what is going to happen to my shop, what's going to happen to the physical security of this child and that child. Very often we forget about the spiritual welfare and the well-being of our children. So this is something that we need to worry and be concerned about. But as far as the dunya is concerned, they're going to live for a very short while also. Like how our lives are short, our children's life will be short. This dunya is just a bridge from here to akhirat. What have we done to secure their akhirat? So this is something we must be very, very careful of at all times. That what have we done to secure their akhirat? That tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, it shouldn't be such. The same children will come and hold us responsible. That you took so much of care as far as our dunya is concerned, as far as our akhirat is concerned, what effort did you make? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and come early for the Jumu'ah Salah. We should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point of reading Surah Kahf, especially in these times of fitna and fasad. Surah Kahf is very, very, very important to recite. And we should try and value the time between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah, because du'as are answered in this time. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.